Chapter 5, Making Appointment. Dialogue 1. Are you free this evening? Professional terms. Sorghum. Granny. Local. Countryside. Direct. Role. Portray.
Good morning, Dinah.
Good morning, Lily.
Are you free this evening?
Yes, what's up?
I've got 2 tickets for a movie this evening. Would you like to go with me?
I'd love to. What is on tonight?
The Red Sorghum.
What is it about?
It's about the life story of a granny in the past. And it also tells us a lot about the local customs of the countryside at that time.
Who directs it?
Zhang Yimou, the famous director of China.
And who's in the leading role?
Gong Li. She portrays the granny.
Great. When should we meet?
The movie starts at 8. So let's meet at 7:30 at the entrance of the Xinhua Cinema. Try to get there in time, okay?
Okay, don't worry. I'll be there in time.
See you later.
See you later. Dialogue 2. Making an appointment with Mr. Johnson. Professional terms. Appointment. Convenient.
Hello, may I speak to Mr. Johnson, please?
Hello, this is Bill Johnson speaking. May I ask who's calling?
This is Zhang Ming. Mr. Johnson, I'd like to make an appointment with you.
Good.
I'd like to invite you to dinner tomorrow evening. Would it be convenient for you?
Tomorrow won't do, I'm afraid, because I have another appointment.
Can we make it next Monday evening?
I think that will be fine. Where shall we meet then?
How about meeting at the Yangtze Hotel?
The Yangtze Hotel? I'm afraid that's too far away.
Then we can go to the Guiyuan Hotel. It's much nearer.
Sounds good.
Let's make it around 7, all right?
That's all right. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Tips on reception of foreigners. Cultural notes to making appointments. The scheduling of appointments is very important in Western culture. If you want to visit somebody or invite somebody to do something, the best way is to make an appointment with him in advance. Because most Westerners often keep a strict personal schedule. They don't welcome unexpected visitors. Usually, for a Westerner, 3 schedules are kept. 1 for daily events, 1 for weekly planning, and 1 for long-term planning. You have to show respect for their cultural custom. Often, appointments are made on the phone by talking with him directly or with a secretary who can help him to arrange the appointment. Remember to tell him or her directly why you want to meet him before making an appointment. You must know the full name and title of the person you want to meet. If necessary, you can check with a secretary. All the appointments should be double-checked for accuracy. The time, address, names of involved parties, and spelling and pronunciation of the names should be verified. Don't be late for the appointment. You have to get to the meeting place on time. If something urgent happens, which prevents you from keeping the appointment, you can change or cancel the appointment immediately. It is very impolite for you to fail to keep an appointment.